Welcome to episode 545 of Salcedo Paranormal, and tonight I am sharing true paranormal stories on the web. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to all social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O paranormal.podbean.com. I think I said that right. Anyway, always happy to hear from you all, whether you have questions or comments or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord or on the podcast or YouTube feeds, or if you listen on the Trouble Minds Radio Network. KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. There you can hear replays of two episodes of the show every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. As always, I want to thank Michael Strange, host of Trouble Minds Radio, as well as Liam Martin, host of the Exiled Minds podcast, for producing these shows and putting them up on the station as you hear them with all the music at the beginning and end of every episode. If you'd like to support the show, there are some different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platforms. You can find books I've written, paranormal fiction and nonfiction, over on Amazon. You can also sign up for the Patreon page and find one extra True Paranormal Stories from the Web episode every month over there for anyone who signs up for any of the paid tier levels there. Or you can just send one-time donations through PayPal. Help is never expected, but always appreciated, as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. And I think that takes care of all that. Starting a new, somewhat, not new schedule, but expanding, I guess you could say, doing recording three shows per night, every Friday and Saturday, in the Discord server. And then putting those out over the course of the next week, Monday through Saturday, one every day. And that's the plan for as much as I can do that. There may be some weeks where it only ends up being four episodes, but I'd like to do this as much as I can, really, without working on this 7 days a week. But yeah, so that's the plan for that, and starting up another series again, and I'll talk more about that in the next couple episodes here. So I think that covers everything, and I can get on to the stories here. So let me get to the file, and okay, here we go. So this first one says, I was in my living room earlier tonight, sitting on my couch. I was on a video call with my girlfriend on my phone. There was a loud noise from the kitchen, sounding like something heavy falling from either the counter or the table. I got up and checked, but nothing was out of place there, or anywhere else in the house either. I know because I checked. This isn't the only strange thing to happen in my home. Lately, there have been flickering lights in the kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom, sometimes appearing to follow me from one room to the next. So tonight, I spoke out loud to whoever else was around and told them that they were not allowed to use my energy. Use any energy from me or my dogs. Should I take further action, or would this just anger whoever or whatever is there? And that's the end of that one. Of course, I don't have any answers for sure. I don't blame the writer there for sort of stating the rules, I guess you could call them. The lights following them, that to me rules out any kind of simple electrical issues. unless it's now the only other option with that. And I wonder how often this happens. I never thought about this until just now, because of course there is the whole streetlight interference thing, but I wonder how often people can affect the lights in their own home. Now, I'm not saying that explains away the loud sound that they heard, but I'm wondering if they could be unaware, unconsciously, basically not aware that they are affecting the lights in their own home. I've heard of that with people in all the different podcasts I listened to over the years who will do that and also affect their own electronics, either temporarily or permanently just shut them down in rare cases. I'm just wondering how much of that is the person writing that in, or if it is someone else or some other entity. It's hard to say for sure, obviously. But I wonder how much of that is them and how much is outside of them. But again, I have no idea. Yeah, that sounds like there's some activity there. Again, what is causing it is hard to pin down as usual. But the lights, it's amazing how that pops up in popular culture, because of course, now it's not the same thing, but the first thing that comes to mind for that is Stranger Things, the lights being used as a device in the plot there. But I won't go any deeper into that, just for anyone, in case anyone hasn't seen that show at this point. But yeah, so I think that's all I have on as far as comments on that one. So I guess I'll move on to the next one. And let me see here. Okay, so moving on. This next one says, I live in the northwest of England. At first, I hesitated to share this story, as it defies scientific and logical explanation. While walking home after a midday shopping trip, I encountered a typical family of three, a man, woman, and child, approaching. I courteously moved aside to let them pass, but felt something strange. The family had a foreign accent and appeared to be European, possibly Ukrainian refugees, although they had a Germanic look. As I was contemplating their identity, I looked back a second time, only to find that the family had vanished within seconds of passing by, which seemed impossible, given the short time frame. Unsettled and feeling as if someone was watching, I immediately ran home, struggling to mentally process this inexplicable event. And that's where that one ends. It's the vanishing people thing. That's always a amazing one. I wonder if they were still there. Again, I wonder if it was some kind of a time anomaly where it was starting out as the writer there was approaching this family, and it sort of wound up, got to its maybe most extreme when they were near each other. But then as they separated, it started to sort of correct itself or fade or whatever. And so the writer there could not see them, but somehow they were still sensing the writer there, maybe looking back at them, maybe even having that same sense of there's someone watching, but we don't see them. I wonder if that happened as well. But plenty of accounts over the years, through just even this show and others as well, of people just vanishing and out of nowhere, and people seeming like they're maybe not from the area, and so it's slightly odd that they're there, or people that appear to be from the area but from just a completely other time. Again, plenty of those accounts are out there. So yeah, I wonder about the if that happens often in the area. I'd be wanting to find out from everyone in the area if anyone had ever had any other weird experiences on that street. But, of course, that's me. I don't know if I'd be able to do that because, again, I have plenty of weird stuff happen to me around here, but I don't really feel comfortable enough to go out there and start asking around if anyone else in my area has similar experiences. So I'm not saying that's easy to do all the time. But so anyway, moving on to the next one here. Let's see. Let me find my spot again. Okay. This one says, I have always been skeptical about paranormal experiences, despite hearing stories from others. However, last night, while performing my regular nightly routine with my girlfriend, I had an encounter that challenged my beliefs. After turning off the light by the front door, the house was pitch black. But my girlfriend turned on the light in our bedroom, illuminating the hallway. As I walked down the hall, I saw my girlfriend walking ahead of me and turning into the bathroom, switching off the light. Anticipating a jump scare, I quickly entered the bathroom to scare her first, but she wasn't there. Instead, I heard a noise from our room and saw my girlfriend emerging from the closet. Guess it must be a walk-in closet. I was utterly confused. I then realized that when I initially turned off the light, the house was in complete darkness, meaning the bathroom light had never been on, despite what I had just witnessed. I shared this experience with my girlfriend, who believed me due to her own past encounters, marking this as my first paranormal experience. But what exactly did I see? And that's where that ends. I have no idea. Again, some possible alternate universe version of what was going on. I think this is a possibility there. The bathroom light, it seems like it must have turned on just as the writer's girlfriend there turned on the light in the bedroom. Otherwise, the writer would have seen the bathroom light on. That would have been the first light to go on, I would guess, if I'm reading that correctly. So that's an odd thing, the timing there. And then, of course, seeing the girlfriend go into the bathroom and turn off the light, that is also, that doesn't make a lot of sense, unless it is something similar to what the writer thought there, but still some kind of alternate version. Excuse me, as I'm, I don't know why my stomach is grumbling when I just ate, but oh well. But yeah, so that is an odd one. The imitation of the girlfriend. Again, sometimes I do think, I mean, not to say that there can't be doppelgangers and things like that, mimics, but also I wonder how often it's sort of just other time or parallel alternate universe anomalies where they sort of just merge for a minute and then unmerge or however that works. So, but also the fact that the writer there thought that what they thought was their girlfriend was going to frighten them, that is also something I've seen involved in different paranormal encounters over the years, where people are either playing a game like hide and seek if they're kids, or they think that their significant other is trying to frighten them, or they're trying to do the same to their significant other or whoever else is around. And then it turns out there's some kind of paranormal thing going on there at the same time, almost as if some other out there is interacting almost like they're playing along or playing as well. That is not the first time I've heard of that. So it's harder to sort of, it's not something like a classification of a type of encounter you can just go to. You can just search online really easily. But when you look at or listen to enough encounters of the people have had, that does show up here and there. So, but yeah, I don't know what happened with that one for sure. So, thank you all for being here. I see you all there in the listening there in the audience. And, it's good to be back to doing these shows again. And, hopefully I sound okay. And, yeah, so let me get on to the next one here. Probably can get another one or two done before we have to stop for this episode. The next one says, let me see here. Let me scroll down so I can get the whole thing in the frame. There we go. This one says, my husband's sunglasses went missing last year. And despite multiple searches throughout the house, including drawers, the wardrobe, and even the car, they were nowhere to be found. My husband thought he might have left them at his parents' house and planned to check during his next visit. Weeks passed without any sign of the sunglasses. On the morning of an upcoming event, I was putting away laundry in our bedroom while my husband was getting dressed. I mentioned how it was a shame he didn't have his sunglasses. As I opened the drawer to put away clothes, I was shocked to find his missing sunglasses sitting on top of the clothes. This was the same drawer that had been opened at least once a day for months, emptied during previous searches, and had been opened just 10 minutes prior without any sign of the sunglasses. The sudden reappearance of the sunglasses after months of being missing has left me utterly baffled. I am very interested in the paranormal and have participated in ghost hunting investigations in the past, but this is the only unusual occurrence I have experienced in my home. My husband, who is slightly skeptical about the paranormal, was also in disbelief. Has anyone else had similar experiences? And could this be a kind of poltergeist activity? And that's where that one ends. Does sound somewhat like a poltergeist, although more intentional in a way, but maybe I'm reading too much into that. The way it sort of just, let me see here, looking at this. Let me see here. Looks like there was a problem, but I'm just, gotta click on a couple things here to get this out of the way. Let's see. There we go. All right. Looking at the rest of this here. Hopefully this doesn't mean that I lost anything. But anyway, going back to the story, not the story, we're going with that. So yeah, the sunglasses just appearing. Also, after the writer there was mentioning it, I wonder, I don't know, if someone, some other force borrowed them, or if they found them somewhere else and brought them there. It is really the timing on that. And then, of course, finding them right where they had just been looking earlier. Sorry about that that interruption there. But where they had just been looking earlier while putting away clothes. That is amazing. That to me rules out that they were just there before. So somehow they materialized in that drawer in the space of like 10 minutes. Before the writer opened it again. So who did that? What did that? I have no idea. But to their first question, that is not uncommon. Usually It's more than one item, though, from what I've heard in a lot of cases. If items go missing, a lot of cases it seems like it's more than one item. That's sort of a common theme in a place. But also not every situation either. There are some cases where just one thing does go missing and then either never comes back or it does at some point come back. And again, it's impossible to know how or why that is happening. I think in some cases, other entities, whether it's spirits or whoever else, they do get interested in things. I think that's a possibility. I think I had that before with my own apartment here, and where I had my phone was sort of misplaced or moved or something, and then put back in a different place where it had been than it had been before. So let me see here. So yeah, I don't know, but I'll just tell that story. I think that would be a good way to end this episode here, because it was just there's only a few minutes left here. And this is one of those things that happened in my place not long after I moved in. I have I used to have my beds in my bedroom, but eventually I moved out into the living room because I just liked having more space and being closer to all my stuff. But at the time, I had the bed in the bedroom, and I went to bed. I put the phone my cell phone on the table next to the bed when I laid down that night. Next morning, I got up and I could not find my phone. And I knew where I had set it, and I felt around and looked around on the floor, and it wasn't there. Well, later on, I was sorting through my clothes, and I had a pair of pants that was, because I don't always put them things right where they're supposed to go. I kind of store them in convenient places for me. I had a pair of pants that was under the bed, just under the bed. And I found the phone in one of the pants pockets under the bed. So, obviously, the phone could not fall from the table and then go directly into the pocket of a pair of pants that was folded and under the bed. I don't know how that could have happened. So, and I wonder how often this happens, especially if it's sort of, if it is a spirit from a different time, I wonder how often they get curious about technology from what is to them, would have been to them when they were alive, the far future. And they sort of somehow manifest enough energy to sort of pick it up and take a look at it. And where does it go, of course? Does it vanish when they're doing that? In some cases, it seems like it does. And then, of course, they put it back in my pants pocket. So I don't know how that works, but it happened. And that's just my own experience with that. There's plenty of other stories you can find online about objects vanishing and reappearing in different places and in ways just like the sunglasses where they can't be explained. I do think sometimes it is possible that it's not someone doing things intentionally. There's just weird anomalies in reality where things can vanish and then reappear. But I also think there's other times where it is someone that is, for whatever reason, manipulating objects. And, maybe taking them and putting them back. So, but that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.